In this week's parasha, we learn about the man. Vayanecha vayarivecha. Vayarivecha, right? Vayarivecha uvervecha. Verecha. With a dot, right? A dot. Cha. Vayarivecha.
Vayarivecha.
Cha.
Vayanecha
vayarivecha. Vayanecha vayar. Vayanecha vayarivecha. Cha. With a chaf. Not a cha. Okay. Vayarivecha. So now, by the way, vayanecha, it's vayanecha. There's a nafkamina if the nun is a shvonah or a shvonach. If it's a shvonach, vayanecha means I answered you. Right? That means right. To answer, to respond. If it's a shvonah, it means to torture you, to afflict you, to cause you to suffer. Vayanecha. These are one of the few words that are ma'akev. A shvonah and a shvonach generally is not ma'akev in the translation of the word, but here it is, and here you have to actually repeat. You have to repeat the word. The Baal Kori says it wrong, then he has to repeat the word. There was once a ma'isa in a.
The word ko, by the way, is miyasreko.
Miyasreko. Okay. Got to get it right.
It's not.
Okay, so it's a market. There was once a mitzvah where someone was landing with Shabbos Mincha. It was a very, very big crowd. Very, very big crowd. Probably 100 people were there. And the Baal Kori said, Vayancha. And someone there was trying to correct him. And the Baal Kori had no clue what he was trying. He just, Vayancha. The guy repeated it, Vayancha. No. And this went on for 5 minutes. This literally went on for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Was he supposed to say it as a separate word?
Ha.
And the guy said hal, and the guy was trying to.
No, it's not.
So I was trying to correct him.
It's not hal, it's ha.
Hal
le Hashem. So this went on for a few minutes. So now you know in this part it's vayanecha. By the way, the yud, is it vay or is it vayeh? There are two different ways. Is it the first one? You hear the Megillah laning. Is it Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh or is it Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh? They're both correct. The traditional way to pronounce a yud is after a patach is Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. However, Zalman Hena, who's one of the foremost greatest Daktikim, Vayere Vayevoker. Is it Vayhi or Vayehi? Vay. So no, the art scroll is Vay. Art scroll, they take note of all the Shvonachs, the traditional, the Vilna Gaon holds, the way you say Vay, it's Vay. The Yud is a Shvonach after a Patach. Vay. However, Zalman Hena was a very, very big Medaktik, a very big. He had created a new rule that it should be Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh. In Torah Das, Rabbi Roy, Rabbi Pam, Rabbi Belsky, and
Rabbi Lichtenstein said it every way possible.
What, to repeat every, you can't repeat every word. You can't repeat every word to repeat.
An hour and 45 minutes to lay in the Megillah with no words.
You say what?
Okay, but a lot of people have adapted the shvonah. Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh. Therefore, that would be when you come to this world. I once tried to explain this to someone. He didn't get what I was saying. I told him it's not vayancha. It's vayanecha. So he thought I was referring to the yud. So he kept on saying vayancha. No, it's not the yud. The yud, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. It's the nun. The nun is the ikar. You could say vayanecha or vayanecha. But it's the nun. It's not the yud that matters. Okay, another point is, what? The yud is not ma'akev. The nun is ma'akev. Yes, a different word. It's a different word. If it's vayancha, is to answer you. Vayanecha means to torture you, to afflict you. Hashem gave us the man, it was painful. Eating the man was painful.
Because why was it painful? We cannot see what's the pain. What's the pain in the mon? You cannot see what it looked like. You cannot see the food that you were tasting. You were mechashef, you had a kavan. I want the food to taste like spare ribs. What happened to Mr. Axelrod?
Yeah.
Left?
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Oi,
who's the liar?
Somebody Spiegel.
Somebody my brother.
I was going to say to him that you can have a kavana that the munch tastes like Dunkin' Donuts. No, you don't. You have kavana that it doesn't taste like chol of stam. But you cannot see what it looked like. You cannot see what it looked like. That would be
torture.
That's torture. You have to be able to see. Or what does it mean by Yancha? Means that every single person, where did the man fall? Where did your man fall? Did the man fall? If you were tzaddik, it was nearby. If you were a Beinuni, it felt a little bit distance. If you were Russian, it felt far away. So what did that mean? It means every single day, you don't want to be embarrassed. You had to raise your spiritual standing to a high madrigal where you would be able to be a word that the man would come, would fall at your front door. So it was very difficult, it was very painful for a person to be a tzaddik every single day, to work on your ruchnis, that you should be worried that the mon will fall at your front door. That was a very painful experience. It required a lot of work. Okay, but the point over here is, now go back to Parshas. We know that on Shabbos there is a mitzvah to have three meals. Shalosh Seudos. The question is, where does that come from? So believe it or not, most people don't realize it comes from the mon. The man, it says the word Hayom three times in Parshas Bishalach. Parshas Bishalach, it says, the Pasuk, it says, what happened? I'll find the source. Vayoymer Moshe. Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Ichlu hayoim, eat it today. Kishabos hayoim lahashem, hayoim lois simtzuhu basodeh. On Shabbos, the man did not fall. People came to complain to Moshe, Moshe, what are we going to do? So Moshe said, well, didn't Hashem give you yesterday Mishnah Lechem? Didn't Hashem give you double? Eat the man that Hashem sent you yesterday. Hashem gave you a double portion yesterday. That double portion he gave you yesterday is more than you should eat today. Because if you don't eat the man today, by tomorrow morning it's going to decay. It's not going to be around. When Moshe gave Klal Yisrael instructions to eat the man on the double portion on Shabbos, he used the word Hayoim three times. And from the repetition of the word three times, we learned that you're supposed to have three meals on Shabbos. So it's an amazing thing. To eat two meals is no big deal. Everyone knows you have two meals. You have to survive. But ask the average person, why are you eating a third meal on Shabbos? Where does it come from? The third meal eating on Shabbos is mun. It's purely spiritual food. The Suda Shlishis is derived from the parish of mun. What?
Well, the night meal they had from the day.
The night meal they had.
Friday night they had the one they picked up Friday.
Friday.
Ate a late afternoon.
Right, so the only, when they came to Moshe, they came the next day.
Okay, I'm not sure, but Moshe Rabbeinu said the word Hayoim, we learned from this, there are three meals to be eaten on Shabbos. Okay, now, here is the Shaila. Here is the Lamas. We want to do very quickly. There are four opinions, four, a lot of many issues. When is the ideal time to eat the Suda Shlishis? Let me just start all, running out of time, all the different opinions. Number one, the ideal time is you can eat it whenever you want. There's no limit. Even you can even before chatzais, before zman mincha, you could have a meal. You daven hashkama, right? You get a very good vesikin, and you have your first meal at 7 o'clock. And already by 11 o'clock, I'm hungry again. So you can wash and you can have a second meal.
So you don't never pay for that.
Oh, very good. So that's one possibility. Or another possibility is no. You do not fulfill the mitzvah of man until the zman mincha. the Zman Mincha means 6.5 hours. You have to wait until whatever, 1:30 in the summertime, the wintertime until 12:30. If you have two meals early in the morning, you have not fulfilled the meal. Just like if you have at night three meals at the night. You're not fulfilling the Suda Shabbos. You have to have one at night, one during the day. The same way you have to have one at night, one during the day, the third meal must be eaten in the afternoon. Now there's a very big problem when you're eating the... Yeah?
Does it have to be...
That's the next question. The next problem is, if I'm going to eat it in the afternoon, wait a minute, don't you have to daven mincha first? This is the machlokes in the Chacham and the Ramah. Are you bechlal, during the week, are you allowed to sit down to a meal? This is the sugya, the Mishabes, the Taftes, famous sugya. Are you allowed to go to the barber before you daven mincha? If you go to the barber, who knows, maybe the scissors will break and you'll be stuck in the barber chair for the whole day. You'll miss mincha. So the halal, the very big, are you allowed to sit down to a meal? So there's two different zman mincha. There's mincha gedoyla, the early zman mincha getana. Halacha l'mayis, we're very lenient. We pask and then you can do all of these things. There's mincha gedoyla. You're not allowed to go sit down to a meal a half an hour before mincha getana. Before the later zman of mincha, that's what halacha l'maisa. So, but there are those that are machmir that like the Ram Chaber, that you're not allowed to sit down to a meal before mincha gedolah. So that would mean just because the zman mincha has arrived, you're not allowed to sit down to a meal until you have daven mincha. There's a halachic issue. At first, you have to daven. It's not just enough that it's the zman mincha. It's the zman of mincha. Plus, I have already daven mincha. Then I can sit down to the meal. Some hold no. We're not so machmir on this. Doesn't make a difference. You can do it before zman mincha. We don't pass like the mechaber. We go like the ramah. You can do it as long as mincha ketana. And then others hold that you should do like we mentioned before, the dafke after mincha. Now there's another issue we'll point out, is there's such a kabbal, it's put down in the Ramah, maybe some of you are familiar with this, some not, is that you're not supposed, the medrash that says that you're not supposed to drink water between mincha and ma'ariv on Shabbos, because you're stealing from the mason. It's put down in the Ramah. The Ramah brings this down. So how are you allowed to eat Sholosh Seudos Bechlal after Mincha and Ma'ariv, between after you daven Mincha? So even if you wash before Shkia, you're stealing from the dead. So therefore, Bedavka, you should do it, you should eat. I don't know what it means. It's a Kabbalah. I'll read the Ramah in one moment. I'll read the Ramah in one moment. Because this is that. Now, before we go further, there's another very big issue. There's another issue. Okay, so these are all. These are.
You know, I'll take it out the garbage center. Any other nights, you can't take out the garbage.
Okay, now here's another issue. What about dividing up? Okay, so far, pretty much we've presented four different zmanim. You can do it no matter when you were early in the morning, is fine as well. Or you can do it bedav, you have to wait until zman mincha. Then even the zman mincha, we have two different opinions. You have to wait zman mincha. Does that mean you should bedav daf mincha first, or you should bedafka not daf mincha? You should do it before mincha. Some only should before mincha, because if you do it after mincha, you're in violation of this Kabbalah of you stealing from the masons, the Kabbalistic Indian.
You can learn.
What? No, you have to eat. There's a mitzvah. It says in the pasuk hayoyim. Hayoyim means to eat. So you
have that.
It's
learning.
Because the whole man was a spiritual bread, the whole makar for shul, you have to remember, the whole makar for shalosh sudos is from the man. The man is lechem min hashamayim. It's not a spiritual, it's not a physical bread. We make it physical by even being bread. But in Echnami, some say you can be yoitza by eating, by learning. Because why? Where does that come from, learning? Because it's lechem in Hashemayim. Torah came in Hashemayim. Torah is called luchu lachem ubelachemi. Torah is called lechem. That's why some hold that you can be yoitza shalashudas by learning. You don't have to actually, because it's only derived from a spiritual source. Now here's another issue. The other issue is, let us say it's in the morning, and you want to eat shalosh sudos. Are you allowed to stop in the middle of the meal, bench, and immediately wash again, and then eat the third meal? What would be the problem with doing so? It's a bracha she'ena tzricha. Because since I'm in the middle of the meal and now stop now, besides this month, so you can have the situation where you're eating a meal and your meal extends into the afternoon. For example, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, or like Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Shavuos. Right. So then you have to have three meals, and now you start the meal before Chatzos, and now the meal extends into the afternoon, and you don't want to have the meal late in the day, because then you're getting into the problem of having a meal before night. So you want to stop the meal in the middle and bench, and then wash, and then wash again, and resume the meal. So that way you'll be mekayim shalosh sudos. But by doing so, that comes at the expense of making a bracha she'eina tzricha. Some hold when you do make a bracha that it's not necessary. There's no need to stop the meal in the middle. I'm in the middle. I have two more courses to eat. Why should I stop and bench and wash again? It's the bracha she'eina tzricha. It borders on a violation. Okay, that's a very different story. So you have to make it into a hefsek. You're supposed to lechatchila be mafsek. This is another very big issue. Halacha l'maisa. Let me actually read you what the Rambam says. The Rambam tells you all the different opinions of just what we do. Now there are rayas to all these things, all different opinions. We'll first do the halacha, and then I'll tell you the different rayas. Zmana. I'm reading you from Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Tzadi Alf. The Rambam goes through all the opinions. There's the Rambam, and there's the Baal, the Rosh. Okay, and the other Rishams, here's what the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Reish Tzadi Alf Halacha Beis. Zman, the Mechaber. Mishyagia Zman Hamincha. Okay? The Mechaber is Machmir. You cannot be Yotzei Sholosh Sudos before Zman Mincha. Tahainu Mishesh Shos Umechsa Ulamala. Okay, that's the only time. Who's the source of this halacha? The source of the halacha is, says on the side of the page, here is Tosfos v'Harosh. This is the sheet of the Rosh. Everyone quotes this sheet in the name of the Rosh. Mishay shosu mechsu l'malo. V'imah so kodim l'chein lokiya mitzvah su d'shlish. If you're a svardi, there's no way out. There's no way out. If you decide to eat your third meal before Zman Mincha, you have not fulfilled your obligation. This is the sheet of the Rosh, and this is the sheet of the Mechaber, and that's what the Sfardim pass can buy. Zman Mincha. The Zman. Does not talk about davening Mincha itself. Now let's go further. Now comes along the Ramah. Ashkenazim, Hagah. Yeish oimim, some say, the also lishtos mayim bein mincha l'mar b'shabbos. The Ramah quotes this Kabbalistic medrash that you're not allowed to drink water, only water, between mincha and mariv b'shabbos. Why not? The os choizrois haneshamos l'gehenim. The neshamos go to Gehenim and they need this water to cool off. This water somehow sustains them in the heat. There's a heat wave in Gehenna. No, and they need, if you're going to drink water, you're stealing their water. The Al came there for the Rama writes, Ein lechol suda shlishes bein mincha l'mariv ele yoichal oisa koide mincha. Who says this? This is the Taisus for Rosh Mordechai. This also from the Rosh. Therefore, the Ramah says, we follow the Svardim, we wait until it's 6.5 hours after the day, Zman Mincha, but don't daven Mincha. Shalosh Su'udos should be eaten before you mispalel tzilas mincha. Because once you mispalel tzilas mincha al pi kabbalah, you're not supposed to drink water. Then the Ramah says another v'yeshim. Now, by the way, all the mepharshim, those who make all the rules.
It's what it happens. I mean, coffee or soda would be okay.
Well, that would theoretically mean, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah asked your question, theoretically means, so just don't drink water. So why not have shalosh sudos, have a cup of coffee, have some juice, or don't drink anything. Just don't drink water. So the Mishnah Berurah says no, because if you're going to eat, it's inevitable you're going to drink. Sure. If not this Shabbos, next Shabbos. Now next Shabbos. So it's a slippery slope. Even though the violation of the medrash is only water manish, not juice, not coffee, not tea, but if you're going to eat food, it's going to happen that you're going to one day come to drink water. So therefore, don't eat. Fast. Now comes the Ramah. The Ramah here says V'yeshem. It is extremely rare in Shulchan Aruch for the Ramah to quote a Yesh Amim twice. The Ramah, he says, different nuschos. But among all the different things, the different nuschos that the Ramah uses in his commentary, very, very rarely does the Ramah say Yeshayimim, and then a line later he says the Yeshayimim. Another, he quotes two Yeshayimim. And those who make the rules tell us that whenever the Ramah says Yeshayimim twice, the halach is always like the second Yeshayimim. And what is the second Yeshayimim? The Yoyser Tov L'Spalul Mincha Tchila. He disagrees. He says the best thing is Adarabah, first Adar Mincha. Because the Halacha always is more Kedim than Kabbalah. What's the eating a meal before Mincha, you can do it. But it's not a lechatchila. We do it all the time. The whole during the week that we always do. We don't even pay attention to this. But that's not an ideal thing to do. If you don't have to eat a meal before you daven mincha, it's always better to daven mincha first. Drinking water after you daven mincha is in yonei kabbalah. That's not in yonei halacha. When you have a conflict between in yonei kabbalah and yonei halacha, what do? You do halacha and you disregard kabbalah. So therefore, it's better, adrava, you should daven mincha first, and then you have your mincha. V'chein ayhagim lechatchila b'chol medinus elu, that is the custom. The custom is first daven mincha, and then have your sholoshudus. Mikol mokom ein lishtoy smayim in anaros. Oh, but what about the Kabbalah? It says in Yonei Kabbalah not to drink water after you drink mincha, so we can be making, we can say that when it says this in the Medrash, it only means water from a river. Don't go out to the river, to the East River, and collect some water and drink it between Mincha and Maariv. But to drink tap water, that's perfectly fine. The Yeish Oimrim, the Ein Lishtas Mayim in an Oros Avol, the Bayish Shari, the Kol Shekain Shar Mashkin, the Shari. Certainly, if you're not drinking water, you're drinking juice, you're drinking whatever you're drinking, whatever it is, it's smutter. The Yeish Oimrim, some say, third Yeish Oimrim. The Ein Aser Ella Toch. This is another thing, that this Kabbalah thing that you're not allowed to drink water between Mincha Maariv only refers to a person who is an Avelus for a parent. For the year Toch Shana, when a person is an Avelus for a parent, during that 1 year, he's not allowed to drink water. The Ein Aser Ella Toch Shnei Masu Chodesh Al Av V'Imai. A third reason to be makel is the Yeshem. Some say the Isu Zishal Shtias Mayim Eina Rak Be Erev Shabbos. When it says in the Medrash that you're not allowed to drink water, it's not referring to Mitzoy Shabbos, going from Shabbos Mincha into Mitzoy Shabbos. It means from the time Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmash. Which anyway, we don't drink from the time that the sun sets. We don't anyway eat until we make Kiddush. And anyway, we're in Shul Davening Mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos at that point in time. So therefore, there are so many different leniencies in regard to this matter. That's why it is much better a person. So he has no issue of davening and being mispalel before of the problem of eating a meal before you daven mincha. Okay, now let's just go quickly to the other end. Let's say it's already shkia. Okay, he has a nice discussion in the Higyanot Lach about this shal, very common shal. It's late. Come to shul. And then they daven mincha and shkia is at 8:30. And now you're looking and you come. I'm not going to eat shal shudis. I'm not hungry. I'm on a diet. The food looks very good here. You know, I think we'll start the diet tomorrow. I want each, but it's already 8:35. It's 8:40, 8:50. Are you allowed to wash for Shalosh Seudos after sunset? So obviously, lechatchila not. You're not supposed to do this. But he brings here many, many poskim that say that b'dieved you can do it. You can do it. Why? Because Shalosh Seudos is mamish in the Torah. Some hold it's even a deraisa. Some hold it's a deraisa. Most of the rabbanon it says in the pasuk hayoyim loisim basada loisim basada. It's a deraisa, and not eating after shkia. That's only a chumra because already the zman havdalah has fallen upon you. It's already the zman havdalah, and you're not allowed to eat until you make havdalah. The ikur is it's much greater kedima to eat a suda shlishis than the prohibition of eating before havdalah. So you're allowed. Halacha l'maaseh brings many sources that you can manish wash until a half an hour before Seis HaKavim. What?
Sakana.
What's sakana? There's no sakana here.
Sakana, you're stealing the water from the...
No, that's a Kabbalah sakana. That's not a sakana of a... That principle only applies to a physical sakana in this world, not a sakana, Kabbalah sakana. Halacha l'maisa, until a half an hour before it says sakakha, then the place can say you can be mekel, you can eat shalashiris. So when it says, so some will tell you the sakana is 50 minutes after shkia, right? So that means they have 20 minutes. It's pretty good. You get a twenty minute reprieve to wash for shalosh seudos after shkia. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says this, or I think even the Aruch Hashulchan brings down the Mishnah Berurah does not so generous, but many places can say you can even wait until 20 minutes to begin your shalosh. Now, what's the problem with it? Once you get to within a half an hour, the chiyuv of havdalah is already upon you. And then already it's more serious, so then within a half an hour of Tzeis HaKochavim, it's substantial, the obligation to recite Avdolah, so then already you should not begin the Suda Shlishis. Yeah?
You use the term wash, which means that you have to have that.
Lechatchila. B'diavad, you could have Paris. Yes.
Mizonos,
yes.
Peros.
The next best thing is mizonos. The next best thing is peros. The next best thing is shahakol. And the next best thing is to learn. So you can be mekayim with shalosh sudas with learning, because it all comes from a pasuk of hayom, by the month.
Priority list you get.
L'chatchila yishav. You're supposed to have bread. L'chatchila you're supposed to have bread. Even though you have no appetite. Doesn't matter. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a gzeres. Some hold it. It's a deraisa. And there are many Gedolei Yisrael are very machmir on this. This is something the Chazal say, at the beginning of the Medrash, that a person has three sudos, he will be spared from number one. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Tafkuv Yuches, Kol HaMakayim Sholosh Sudos B'Shabbos Nitzel Mishalosh Puranios Mechevloi Shel Mashiach Umidina Shel Gehenem Umilchemes Goig Umagog. So seemingly they're in order. The third meal will spare us from Milchemes Goig Umag. We're living Ixta Mashicha. Milchemes Goig Umag is a mamish upon us. It's imminent. It's imminent. So we need to be spared from Milchemes Goig Umag more than any other generation. So it's for us, Olai Lahakim. It is Aleinu Lahakim. It is
you have to buy a
school. So it is, there's never been such an inyan to be makbid in Shalosh Sudos like in our generation. We're mamish living in Ikvasod the Mashiach. Now, just there are some of the rayos the Gemara talks about what is the Zman. There's an opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Chidka. Of how many meals you have to eat on Shabbos. Three meals, four meals, and some of the terminology the Gemara throws around with eating a meal is mincha. There is the first meal is shachris, ma'ariv, arvis, shachris, and mincha. Since the Gemara used the term mincha in reference to the meal, someone learned that the Zman, like the Mechaber says, the Rosh says, it must be bedafka in the afternoon. However, this is a very interesting point. Some say that Rabbi Chilu says the reason why you have to really have four meals on Shabbos. We don't pass it like this. But if you have to have, what are the four meals? Corresponding to the four tefillahs. Arvis, shachris, mincha, and musaf. And the sholosh seudos corresponds to Musaf. So you're right. So
Musaf and
I'm not sure the order. Musaf, some learn that Sholosh Seudos is in honor of Musaf, not in honor of Mincha.
So Kiddush Club is good for the
Shabbos.
If you wash, it's very good.
So then, if you learn Musaf, if you learn, what is Shalosh Seudos Keneged? Is it Keneged Mincha? Or is Shalosh Seudos Keneged Musaf? If it's connected mincha, you're gonna link it at echad v'shimcha echad. It's rava de rava. Then you have to wait for the zman of mincha. Not only do you need to wait for the zman of mincha, some of you have to actually daven mincha in order to activate the shalosh sudos time. You have to daven mincha. That was what we learned. The Ramah brings down such an opinion. Or the Kabbalah of drinking water. Forget about that. That's not a problem. We have many variants out. But others say no. The holding of shalosh sudos corresponds to musaf. Musaf, you can daven the whole day. You can daven musaf 8 o'clock in the morning. You can daven musaf in the very afternoon. So that's the shita of what the Ramah with the other shita, that you can really daven. The Baal Halachas, because the Baal Halachas Gedolos, you can really daven. You can really eat shalosh sudos early in the morning. You can daven in Kivas Sikin and eat your first meal at 7 o'clock, and 11 o'clock have your second meal. Oh, but it's before the Zman Mincha. Good for you. Good for you, because the sud of shalosh sudos is a musaf tikka suda. There's no limit. The only issue is you should be careful about the issue of bracha she'ena tzricha. So if you have a significant hefsek, I ate my meal at 8 o'clock and I had my second meal at 11, 12 o'clock. There's certainly not an issue of a bracha she'ena tzricha. You have no problem. Do you have the issue of mincha? No, that I didn't get in. That's the sheet of the Rush. The Rush holds that it's linked. So these are the yesodos. So review very quickly. Yesod number one, which most people don't know this. You can go your whole life without knowing this. Shalosh sudos comes directly from the man. It's mamish, a suda of the man. The other two meals are regular meals. You got to eat to survive. But when it comes to the shalosh sudos, that's a whole new chiddush only from the man. Melech lechem and hashemayim. Then hashemayim, you don't have to be satisfied. Adarabah, it's not always satisfying to eat the third meal. Vayanecha. Torture. Vayari veka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tortured you and by feeding you the man. Eating the man was not necessarily a pleasant experience. Eating the shalosh sudos is not necessarily a pleasant experience. If you're full from the whole day, you already had two meals, and you're full, it's not necessarily filling to eat another meal. It doesn't matter. It's vayanecha. It's 100% l'shem shemayim, it comes from the man. Number two, when is this man? Is it early in the morning, the whole day? Is it v'dafka mincha? Do you have to daven mincha? Is there a problem of the Ramah, the Mechaber, and the Ramah of drinking water? Those are another issues. The other issue is that the reminder that it's matzal for milchemes goig u'mogoig. No, that's Chevel Mashiach is the night meal. Din Shal Gehenim is the morning meal. And Chevel Mashiach, the goig u'mogoig is the Suda Shal Shudas. And there are another thing to keep in mind. When my eating the Shal Shudas, is it Keneged the Mincha or is it Keneged the Musaf? Big Nafkamina in the different types of kurbanos and what the whole essence of the meal is all about. All right, we'll stop here.